Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Arizona, and time for the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Hyped up for some turkey tomorrow and a day off from work. We have a great Thanksgiving Day show for you. Today's topics: become an author, innovative home buying and selling, personal growth, purpose-driven products, giving back, gratitude, and nonprofits. Delivered by our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, Kim Thompson Pinder, Renee Tuliane Stringer, Randy Miller, Dee Dee Nidzwicki, and Mitzi Purdue. I am your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Everything Home is a talk radio show, podcast, and patriotic purpose-driven resource platform. It's the transformational show and platform about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. One location for all the information. The ultimate resource platform. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more info on today's guests and everything you need to grow your business, improve the quality of your life, and make a difference. Bookmark it, save it on your phone, and make it your go-to place. We've made it very easy to find the messages that matter from the people that you need to know about. They are good people doing good business and good things. This is our live segment, Purpose-Driven Partners. We're going live every Wednesday and Friday from 12 to 1 Mountain Time with experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven, yes, purpose-driven people to share their stories, passions, and provide real-life tangible takeaways all in seven-minute segments. Yes, that's right. Five guests, 7 minutes, lots of quality content. Today's topics: become an author, innovative home buying and selling, personal growth, purpose-driven products, giving back, gratitude, and nonprofits. The ladies are dominating the lineup once again, so let's see if Mr. Randy Miller can keep up. The quote of the day has arrived, and it's from Dale Carnegie. Most of the important things in the world have been accomplished by people who kept on trying when there seemed to be no help at all. And those type of people, they're the partners of our patriotic purpose-driven resource platform. And you can listen to them live every Wednesday and Friday at noon Mountain Time. They're good people doing good business and good things. Everything's home. Now it's time to meet our partners. And batting leadoff today is Kim Thompson Pinder, the founder of RTI Publishing and host of Author to Authority podcast. How are you today, Kim?
I am awesome, Michelle. How about you?
I am good, and I want to make sure that the audience is paying attention and give you a nice round of applause and welcome to the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Yeah, sometimes they take a little break. You would have thought that they already had those tryptophans from the turkey, but, you know, we got to keep them on their toes. Yeah, wait till Friday's show. You'll be like, this is what you'll hear on Friday's show when I say, hey, audience, what are you doing? Yeah, I'll get a bunch of crickets in the background. All right. So let's talk authors. Give a little bit of info about you, and if you want to go ahead, talk about the podcast and how people can become an author. You're the queen of this, so let's Let's go.
Well, just very quickly, my story started when I was 7, and I was told by a teacher that I should not write, that I wasn't any good at it. And I actually did not write for over 30 years. But once I did, I hit a turning point, and I knew I needed to write. But since I did, I've launched quite a few books. And then in 2015, my son was getting married. And we had two vehicles that absolutely had to be replaced. We were kind of driving them by faith. You know, you pray when you get in the car. You pray while you drive. You pray when you're going home. And I was on a freelancing site, and I saw some writing jobs. And I thought, you know what, I can do that. And that's how it kind of got started. But within a year, I had so many people requesting not only writing, but editing, formatting. And I could do all those things, but I realized there was no way I could keep up. So I actually formed RTI Publishing and started bringing on staff and training them. And it has been an incredible journey these last 5 years of just really being able to help professionals, entrepreneurs, coaches, and speakers be able to write their signature book. You know, that book that they become known by, the book that's that marketing tool that's really going to help them build their business. Now, it's not a field of dreams. It's not you write a book and everything falls in your lap, but it is an amazing tool that you can use.
Well, and it's also a nice gift to give people too, or clients, and so they can get an insight to how you work and how you operate and who you are as a person or why you're doing what you do. So it's a great introduction to get to know you as the professional or the, you know, the author. I think it's a great tool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now,
go ahead. I was just going to say the great thing about a book is it overcomes objections. It's extended business card. It creates relationship. You've already proven that you can solve your client's problems. It does a lot of the selling for you.
And, you know, sometimes it seems like it's almost therapeutic where it takes the person who wrote the book to the next level because they got a chance to really put everything out into the ether. And, you know, maybe that was something that they needed to complete their journey to help other people. Or now they went, ah, now it all makes sense. I got it. So you're kind of unlocking that key to people that are that have been groomed by, you know, their God-given talent to help others.
So true. So true.
Now, is there a story that you had from an author that really hit you and you went, wow, this is definitely one of the top five most powerful things that I've come across, even comparing it to professional authors who, you know, do that for a living and have, you know, huge big bestsellers, because usually the hidden secrets are the ones that really hit the home runs.
Well, there's actually two. I'm Canadian, but I've had the honor of working with two incredible American women. One of them is Nin Riffitt. She wrote hashtag Her Rhythm. It's her story of escaping Sharia law and an extremely abusive husband in Pakistan, and having to flee for her life with her two boys to the United States. And then the other book, which was just released recently, is My Skeletons Have Names, and that's by Sherry Lewick. And she has an incredible story of, we keep saying she has more lives than a cat because she's almost died so many times due to trauma, abuse, addiction, like you name it, this woman's been through it. And yet now she's overcome so much and helping other people overcome their trauma as well.
And I have to say that Nina is one of the partners of our platform, and she's been a personal friend of mine for a couple of years. But when I first met her, complete stranger, and we've grown to be good friends. And it was just because, you know, sometimes you click with people, right? And it goes back to you saying their story was so powerful. And when you get a chance to know that person and hear that story, you know, friendships are born. So it's not only about creating a client. You know, you can have lifelong friendships that happen over somebody connecting with you and your story and your book. So like I said, you're doing a lot more work, I think, than creating authors, my dear. I think you're delivering that missing piece to people, which then only grows and helps all those others. So it's like you're magnifying your talents and using all and utilizing these people's talents themselves to just make them better at what they're doing. So I hope you realize that.
Well, you know what? I'm very good at writing and I've got a great team, but the credit belongs mostly to my clients because their messages are so powerful to begin with. I just have the honor and privilege of helping them to organize it in written form. But
so
it's
with
them
that being said, yeah,
that's
a good segue. So if somebody is out there and they've got a story inside of them and they know that they've got a book in there somewhere, where do they start? What kind of advice do you give them to at least kind of just begin the process or be really strategic about it for ones that have started writing it and they're struggling?
Well, it's very simple. I teach this all the time. First of all, figure out who you're writing the book to. Never write the book to everyone. The reader that you know is going to get the most out of the book. Once you've figured that out, then take a look at that person. You know, what problems are they going through? What situations are they facing that you can help them with? And so from there, you come up with a list of topics. And then if you organize those topics, now this is really simplistic. I teach a whole weekend course on this, but this is the simplistic view. Once you have those ideas, you can start to organize them into chapters and add your stories in. And again, not much I can say in a few-minute conversation, but that will give you a starting point.
And you discussed this on your podcast, too. Do you want to talk about a little bit? We've got about a minute left, so make sure that we talk about the podcast so people could tune into that.
Sure, yeah. It's called Author to Authority, and it's, again, for entrepreneurs, professionals, and coaches. And we talk everything about authority, marketing, becoming an author, using a book to building your business, to marketing, sales, communication, networking, social media, promotion, and leadership. So if you're interested in writing a book or using a book to build your business, check out Author to Authority. It's on all of the major podcast apps.
And we're going to have that on our must-listen-to page when it comes to podcasts on our Reopen America Resource Center. And, of course, your information is going to be listed on our main website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, an incredible resource. And I am looking forward to all these new authors pop because they finally have a resource to get the help that they need to get that story out there.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. Thank you for having me on the show. And I really hope I've been able to provide some value to your listeners today.
Oh, you have. You're like the Gia. You're led the author Gia. That's your new title. You're guiding the authors to change the world one book at a time. So thank you, Kim. You have a fabulous Thanksgiving, wonderful weekend, and I'm looking forward to having you back on the show real soon.
Thanks, Michelle. You too.
All right. So here's a little information about one of our programs, Reopen America Resource Center.
ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com. Are you struggling personally or professionally because of the coronavirus shutdown? Ready to grow your business and serve more customers and clients? Finally, there's a trustworthy website with resources, relief options, grants, support, and much more for small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals. One location with all the information. It's time to get back to work, life, and reopen America. Visit ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com today. The ultimate resource platform to help you in every way.
So Reopen America Resource Center started as a resource when the corona craziness started back in March, and it has bloomed into something that has just become an incredible resource for people. Basically what we did is we made it easy for you to find information so you can personally and professionally navigate through this crazy new world that we've got in the virtual sense too. You can get back to work, you grow your business, improve the quality of your life, and make a difference. Don't forget about that too. We can do two things at one time. You know, what do they say? Talk and chew gum or something along those lines. It includes business organizations, networking groups and communities, employment opportunities, virtual events, LinkedIn and Facebook groups to join, personal and professional development resources, products and services, live streams for entertainment and for business, trustworthy nonprofits and foundations, which is always important now, Corona Facts, Must Follow People podcasts, and much more. And as I mentioned, Kim's podcast will be on there. And most of our guests that are on the show do have a podcast, so they're all listed. So that way you can just click on one button and find out all the great people to listen to help yourself. The Reopen America Resource Center, all of the partners are listed on there in the various different categories. So if you just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and click on the top banner, Reopen America, you can go check it out. As again, it has amazing resources, and just go ahead and start using it. You're going to find great people to work with and organizations. All the information is free. So start using it to your advantage. And let's get everybody back to work and growing their business and making some magic happen here. Everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and click on that little tab for Reopen America. I promise it will make a huge difference in your life. So make sure you bookmark it, save it on your phone, make it your go-to place. Check it out. All righty. It's time for our next guest. I do love her. I guess you say it's the maiden name. I feel dated when I say the word maiden name, but it's Renee Toleane Stringer. She's the founder of Dealty, an innovative digital platform for buying and selling your home. Audience, if you're still paying attention, how about a round of applause for Miss Renee? Who knew real estate would get such a round of applause, Renee? Are you there, my dear? Did I cut you off on accident? I apologize if I did. I said who knew that real estate would get such. Yeah, it's my fault. I clicked the wrong button. It's a live show. It's a live show. These things happen. Right. You know what I mean? I got a trigger finger, and I was like, ooh, I clicked the wrong one. How are you today, Mir?
I'm doing great. How about yourself right before Thanksgiving?
I am good. I don't have to do anything tomorrow. I forgot to text to find out if I need to bring a dessert. Other than that, I am just showing up and eating and grabbing as many leftovers as I'm allowed to take out of the house and coming home. So yourself, do you have to cook at all or no?
Yeah, actually, we went up to visit some family in Idaho, and we're cooking for everybody here. So we're quite busy.
Oh, wow. Well, it'd be nice to take a break from Arizona, even though the weather finally decided to be, well, what we call is normal, and the rest of the world just calls it fall,
right?
You know?
Well, that's what I hear. I hear it's really nice there. It's actually snowing here for the first time today, and it looks absolutely beautiful.
Oh, wow. How exciting for you. So let's talk a little about DLT. What really attracted me to this from being in the business many years ago for a long time is, it's just a nice added resource for people to get away from, the business in general, doesn't have the best rap, right? So this way people can actually have the opportunity to just be, a little independent and do their own homework. And then when it's time to get the right professional, they can decide on who it's going to be. But, in a digital world where we like to do a lot of our own, you don't want to be forced to have to either rely on somebody else or not even feel that you're walking into a scenario where you're armed with the information. So let's talk a little bit about the amazing platform that you've created.
Right. You summed that up really nicely, Michelle. It's not only that the consumer doesn't want to feel forced. It also is, the real estate agents nowadays are very forced to run their businesses a certain way. And there's more restrictions and regulations. And then the platforms that have existed in the past have really kept a strong hold on how their business runs. So as you probably know, when you get a lead, it's not really your lead unless you pay for it on your own listing. For example, as a real estate agent, you can't directly talk to a buyer. A lot of times that buyer is sold to another real estate agent who doesn't even know anything about that property. They could be a great real estate agent, but people generally want to speak to the person that knows the most about the property when they have a question, and that would be the listing agent, right? So I really myself was getting frustrated with all of the in-between and the chaos that was being caused between the buyer and the agents. And I just thought, you know, we needed more of an open platform, something that was just truly, it is what it is. You know, we're not, it's not a bait and switch. They're not trying to sell you something else. You see a listing on there and you reach out to whoever is the listing agent, or it could even be the seller directly, a homeowner. It could be a home builder, but there's no middle person trying to snag that lead. You're getting your questions answered. And, you know, I just really felt that that made for a better real estate experience.
And it makes sense. You know, you, like I said, you want to be a little independent, and at least you get geared up with the information yourself, you know, and it's not,
right.
It's not an expensive fee that you would think. I mean, obviously real estate in general, when you're listing a house, it's a big commission that comes out, but it's justified. I mean, there's a lot of work that goes in behind the scenes that most home buyers and sellers don't ever see. And the real estate agents never disclose that. If, you know, I remember the late nights,
yeah,
and the phone calls at 10 or 11 o'clock and trying to iron out some silly, stupid things, but it would have been something to make or break the deal. So it's always important to make sure you're working with the right professional, but you want to be geared up prior to that. So the whole experience is a little bit more pleasant.
Exactly.
So do you want to talk about the cost or the process too?
Sure. And so the cost to an agent, everybody gets one free listing, whether you're an agent or a homeowner that wants to list their property online, it's free. List it if you have a home to sell. And if you're an agent and you have one listing, throw it on there. It's absolutely free. There's no catches, no strings, I promise. And then if you have more than one property, it is $79 a month and it is unlimited. So you can put on two properties or you could put on, you know, 70 properties. It doesn't matter. It's $79 a month and you will be contacted directly by any interested buyers. You know, future clients, maybe you don't end up selling them that property, but you will get those leads directly to you. And that's how I believe it should have worked for a long time. And we really went in the wrong direction on other platforms. So let's bring it back and let's make it honest and open. And we all know who we want to talk to and what questions we want answered. We don't need to try to be sold on something else. So, you know, I think that that's important, that something should actually be what it is perceived and sold as being.
And then you're there for support too. I mean, if they get into the process and decide, okay, I'm a little over my head, or maybe I don't need the full help, but I need something, you and your team are available, kind of almost like, is it more of a concierge type of a deal where you can carve out exactly what the person needs, or if they say, you know what, I'm done with this. I can't do it, please.
And that happens. You know, you
yeah,
won't believe
sure.
how many times people say, I want to sell my house on my own. And then next thing you know, they say, do you have an agent? Do you know somebody? I mean, I don't really feel like I have the time to do it, take the phone calls or the, you know, messages. So that happens very, very often. And what we do is we are not a brokerage. So we are not in competition with the agents. We're not an iBuyer. We're not looking to purchase properties from these people who are putting their information and their homes on the platform. So if somebody does decide they want an agent, we would absolutely steer them in to the agents that are on the platform in their area. They could pick whoever they want. And one thing I do want to mention, because I get this question a lot from people, you know, with all the discounted brokerages or the options out there nowadays, people don't really know how to choose an agent. And the one thing that I could say is forget the cost for a moment, whether somebody's charging you a flat fee, somebody's charging you, you know, 2% or 3%. I say you need to like your agent. You know, that is what's going to make the transaction good. You need to have a good experience and you don't want to have sellers or buyers remorse at the end. So if you like your agent, you get along nicely with them, they understand your needs, they're really listening to you, you don't feel like they're hard selling you on anything, that's the agent that you need to be with. The one that you click with is who you need to be. And everything's negotiable, you know. So even if, you know, they're not a discounted agent, you can say, you know, would you be willing to do it for this? So if you like somebody, use them. That is the most important piece. Don't pick somebody because you think they're less expensive than the other guy. You're just going to have a much better experience.
And I think that's a great reminder for people, especially in the markets right now, where you might be with somebody for a very long time because you're not finding what you want. There's not enough inventory. And
right.
even from the legal side, there's so many different things that change on the real estate side with the agents and contracts and other disclosures. And, you know, it's you've got to be on the ball on what's going on, because if you leave one thing out, I mean, it could get real ugly and really expensive. So it's important to trust the person and, like you said, like them. So,
yes,
Ray,
and if you,
you're likable.
I know we're running short. One thing, if you pick a listing agent, please understand that you're not the only one that needs to like them. Potentially a buyer needs to like them, or a buyer's agent needs to like them as well. So you want somebody who is likable, okay? They need to answer their phone. They need to be respectful to people. You know what I'm saying? You've seen the ones that aren't. And so don't do that, because you're going to turn off a lot of potential buyers if you don't have someone who's likable.
Well, and the agent world is very small. So the ones that do a great job, you know who they are. And the ones that just make a lot of issues or a lot of mistakes, they're known too. So it's it's the other side that the clients don't know about. And it makes a big difference in the transaction. So amazing advice today, Ms. Renee. I appreciate it. Right there from Idaho. Who knew, right? Look at that.
Who knew?
All right, my dear, you have a fabulous Thanksgiving and a safe flight home, and I look forward to having you come back on, because there's always something great that you have to share, so I appreciate your partnership, and stay strong, you know what I mean?
Yeah, thank you so much, Michelle, and I appreciate your partnership as well. It's really much appreciated.
All right, we'll get together when you get back into town. We'll go catch a cocktail if we're not allowed, or if we don't have to wear those stupid masks. Yeah. Then I'll meet you. Otherwise, you could come over here and we'll have a glass of wine in peace.
Exactly. Thank you. That sounds awesome.
All right,
thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye.
All right, so we are moving and grooving, and I was gonna take a little bit of a break, but I'll do that over the next one, because I want to get into our next guest. It is the solo boy of the day. And as I said in the beginning, I hope we can keep up with these ladies, because they have just been hitting out of the park the past couple episodes. So my next guest is Randy Miller. He's the founder and chief WEN officer at WEN Enterprises, the preeminent destination for personal growth, well-being, and wellness. Destination. So audience, come on, give him a round of applause. So, Randy, when I saw your number come up, I said 201. That's one of my Jersey boys. Where are you from in New Jersey?
You never forget where you come from, Michelle. First, thanks for having me. And just appreciative of what you do. You're born and raised in Philadelphia, and most of my adult working life, New York, New Jersey. So I kept the 201, now in Arizona, for coming up on 9 years.
I grew up in Bridgewater. So North
okay.
Central, kind of in between your Philly and your Newark, but up north. So it's always nice to be grounded and talk to a fellow New Jerseyite. So, extra special
that.
Welcome for you. Extra special welcome.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I feel the energy.
So let's talk WEN. Let's talk WEN. And everybody could use them, sure, right now. I know there's never a moment where you can't have any personal growth or wellness in your life, even if it's health or peace of mind or something. So you've got lots to share. So I'll let you kind of take it from here.
I love it. I appreciate that. And yes, and we have a commonality with purpose, because I know you drive with purpose. So for me, it was about helping individuals. I've always been in the self-help profession, actually helped college students for 20 years. And now I opted to help adults. And I am doing that through WEN. Thank you for your kind words. And yes, technically find your WEN. So similar to find your purpose, find what you want to do in life. And it bothered me, just as the business guy. I know I'm one of the men, or the only guy on your show, but I've surrounded myself with some of the top talents, most of them women, over the years. And I have WEN advisors all over the country that literally help people one-on-one with this sense of purpose. So we are more in the well-being space, technically coaching, wellness, but we're not the company that talks to you about how many steps did you walk today. We do get involved with healthcare, but purpose has been lost. And the interesting part about the business and the dynamics, Michelle, this was all pre-COVID. I founded this a long time ago before pre-COVID. So the fact that COVID is now in play and people are searching a little bit more, we deal with the well-being. And what bothered me the most, there's a large percentage, I won't bore you with numbers, but a large percentage that don't have an appreciation of their well-being and are struggling, not striving in it. So for us, it's helping with the purpose. It's helping to build what you want within your well-being to make your life better. Understand who you are, undercover what brings out the meaning and purpose in your life. So you get to do this one-on-one, privately, my WEN area, WEN platform, and it works. We partner now with businesses all over the country. So genuinely, we serve as part of the wellness and well-being programs. And just as an individual founder, father, dad, uncle, brother, all those good things, I get to wake up every day. This is what I get to do, Michelle. So it's kind of cool. And just for your listeners, because I know they pay attention, well-being is really your feeling of comfortable, healthy, or happy. So 2/3 of our population are uncomfortable, unhappy. That bothered me. So we're going to change the state of being comfortable, healthy, or happy with your life. And well-being refers to your sense, your ability to live your life as comfortable as you want to be. It encapsulates the ability to have positive relationships, promote healthy living, and just live with more satisfaction. And that says a lot in today's times. I gave you a lot there, but I'm serious about it. Technically, I'm the WEN guy. I do believe it's when you do things.
Oh, there's never too much. There's never too much, especially about an important topic such as that. But, you know, you said 2/3 of the people are not, you know, following their WEN or having, you know, dealing with their purpose. And I'm not surprised at the number. Do you think it's because there is so much information coming at them where it's, you know, constant social media, which is just full of junk usually. And you've got television, which, oh, it's a whole other story. And you've, you know, there's more stress in the world because there's just more trials and tribulations. Or are people just, have they changed where they are not focused on the bigger picture of why they're really here or what makes them happy? Or is it a combo?
I think it's a combo, and you did a good job with ask and answer. So I echo all of the above. And I think for me and my different approach is, I think you need to engage with other human beings and talk about it. So to your point, why are people now changing a little bit? Yes, COVID has a little bit to do with it, but I've been around pre-COVID, so I've come to learn that there's a vulnerability and there's an open share. What do I really want to do? How can I make change in my life? And I've obviously coined it to find your WEN, figure out what you want to do. But I think the lack of attention just to general well-being, it's talked about, wellness is talked about. I think a lot of people are spending too much time on social media, pushing buttons, apps, trying to figure it out, and that's all good. Everybody figures out what works for them. And there's a lot of outdated research. I'm trying to bring that back. A lot of outdated other items that are not working where they should, and a lot of high-cost solutions. Everybody pays a ridiculous amount of money for all the life coaching and other things that goes on. So we've sort of scaled it back a little bit and taking a holistic approach. You want to talk with someone who cares, similar to what you're doing on radio. You want to talk to someone who cares about you and focus on the individual as a whole person. I think that's been a big missing piece, Michelle. Everybody's looking for a quick fix, 30-day cleanse. You know, we're coming up on Thanksgiving. Why is Thanksgiving the only day we need to be thankful? We should be thankful 365 days a year. So there's just small missing pieces and nuggets that I think people are craving for. And I'm pleased, gratified, and blessed that WEN can participate in this new age of helping individuals.
Yeah, I think your company and your organization is amazing, and it is something that's affordable. Like you mentioned, a lot of these professionals and I don't want to say challenges, but by the time if you want to hire them, you don't necessarily know if it's going to be a fit, and it's so expensive. And I think a lot of the times people just need to be heard, and if their circle of friends or their family and you know, their core group isn't on the same page with them, they don't really have anybody to share that with or to exchange or to get some information tidbits or even some tips to get themselves to the next step. So they need a resource where they can actually rely on somebody who's going to give them results where there's credibility. You know what I mean? Everybody seems to be an expert. Everybody's a coach, but who's really good at what they do? And a company that's established like yours that has a proven track record, you know, you want to go with somebody who can prove, you know, do what they say and say what they do, as opposed to, you know, somebody just put together a fancy website.
I appreciate that. And yes, if you do it, when you do it. So when aside the privacy and the confidentiality piece for human beings, regardless of our partnerships and how large they are, the private individual gets what they need one-on-one from their advisor. So yeah, we take great pride in that. And moral and ethical fiber plays a big role today. When you want to help people, you're dealing with someone's life, we take that very seriously. Keep in mind, we deal with three areas, Michelle. We deal with career, health, and your well-being. So it kind of all comes full circle. If you're going to help an individual, you need to really dive in a little deeper so they can help and do what they want to do ultimately over time. So thank you for all of that. Yes.
So I've got a minute left. How about a quick tip so somebody can get prepared to then contact you and say, I'm ready. So is there an exercise they can do or something along those lines where over the next couple of days they could start jotting something down so they can say, you know what, I'm ready to take the step?
Yes, I'll give you a couple. One, truly think about, and for the sake of the radio, think about your when. Think about what you want. So make your happy list. Take out a list, maybe your top 10. What would you want to change? What would you want to do? Don't do it on a computer. Don't punch it into your phone, literally old school paper and pen. Write it down and just have that list. Start the process. Start to think about it. And then in your private time, I call it private time, whether you're into meditation or journaling or whatever you want to do, just breathe. Just take some in and out moments of breathing. Just reflect upon what you truly want. For some of you, this may be easy. If you're a like-minded person, for those that are not, this will work. And write it down. You have nothing to lose. And then just take some time to reflect and think about truly what you want. Because like I say, when was the last time you did something for the first time? So this might be the first time. Genuinely think about you. It's now called self-care. That doesn't mean don't take care of your family members, don't take care of your kids, etc. But take the self-care time for you. Write it down, think about it, and then there's actionable steps to move forward. And breathe while you're doing it. You will feel much better, and you will allow gratitude, and there's not a better time than thankfulness into your heart and into your life. That would be my tip to do. Very simple to do.
I think that's great. And people can practice it over the next couple of days, and hopefully they'll see a difference right away, be encouraged to reach out and contact you to get the ball rolling. So all of your information is going to be on our website, everythinghomeorresourceplatform.com. I think you're a fabulous addition to our partnership here on our platform, Randy. I'm looking forward to having you come back on and give some more tips and information so we could change some lives here and people can find their when and we can make a difference. So thank you for being such an amazing guy. And I think you did keep up with the ladies. You might be easing in the first place right now. I have to say, we'll see what happens with the next two coming up, but you did a great job.
I appreciate you. I appreciate the time. Best wishes with you and just happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Thankful times all around. It's a pleasure and I look forward to working more with you, Michelle.
Oh, it'll be great. And we'll get together when the dust settles here and we'll meet up, like I said, with Renee, when we can go meet somewhere without having to wear a mask. That would be nice to meet in person and actually see your full face as opposed to just two eyes, you know?
we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
All right. Thanks, Randy, for coming on, and thanks for your partnership. And we'll talk to you really soon. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
All right. So before we bring in our next guest, I did want to give you some information about our Everything Home Socially Conscious Marketplace. And the reason is because she is having her product now featured on the marketplace. So the Everything Home Socially Conscious Marketplace is where you can buy products or services, and those companies actually donate 2 to 20% of your total purchase to our nonprofit partners helping vets, pets, and kids. It's really simple. You go to the website, you click, you buy, you make a difference. So we partnered with 44 well-known websites and brands, which now there's actually more, but I say 44. You're talking big guys like Amazon, Apple Music, all the sporting organizations like the NFL, the Major League Baseball, business resources like Constant Contact and Fiverr, and food like Omaha Steaks, and women, awesome women like Suzanne Summers and Spanx and Skinny Girls. And if you want to get some patriotic merchandise, American flags. There's so many. So like I said, all you do is go visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click on the marketplace tab. You'll be directed to the website. Check out all the wonderful partners that we've got. Buy directly from there. Usually they have a discount. I did want to mention, and I brought it up on the last show, but I think it's important because where we are right now, Suzanne Summers, I've been taking her supplement, zinc, vitamin C, and D3. She offers a 15% discount, and 4% of the total purchase goes to vets, pets, and kids. So it ends up being less than some of the junk type of vitamins and supplements you buy at the grocery store. So check that out and take care of your health and boost your immune system during the season. And the other one was Pure Daily Build, which is a multivitamin. It's a liquid. They offer 25% and they donate 10% to vets, pets, and kids. So I'm trying to use it for anything that I find that I could use because I got to buy it anyway. So these are things you're buying anyway. So at least, you know, make a difference while you're doing that. So another great product that we're going to have on there is Lux Pack Smart Storage. And Dee, who's our next guest, is going to tell you a little bit more about it. So it's kind of what we're launching today, the product on the platform. So our next guest is Dee Niedzowicki. She's the founder of Lux Pack, which is smart storage for your travel, personal, and sporting needs. And because of what she's doing with the organization that she's going to be donating to, I think she should get an extra round of applause.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, you needed that today, Dee. I was like, she needs that. I know she does. So let's talk about LuxPack, and then we'll talk about the donation since you're going to be on the platform and the organization it goes to. And we've got 7 minutes, so go for it, girlfriend.
Okay. Well, hello, everybody, and thanks, Michelle, for having me on again. And I just want everybody to know that the product that we are promoting on this platform is brand new. It's super exciting, great for, you know, the sportsmen because it's waterproof. It's a hard case. There's a really cool exterior design that is kind of a rubberized material, and that kind of you know, states our brand. LuxPack V2 is airtight. You can lock it because there's a loop for a lock or a carabiner. And the carabiner is really cool because, and right now we're doing the gift with purchase to include the carabiner. You can hang that from a backpack or you can connect it onto something in your boat or hang it on your case that you're carrying to go hunting. Keeps things clean, sanitary. We have a PPE pack that we offer as a already kitted case. But these cases, you can use our LuxPack logo or order special and have your company's logo if you're interested in doing something in that direction. What's really cool or cooler is we donate 2.5% of our retail price or our sales price to a nonprofit 501c3 charity that assists survivors of domestic violence and abuse. So I'm actually chairman of the board of Unabusable, and Unabusable assists these survivors with so many things that cannot be funded by other organizations. So the DA's offices call us, the police departments, victims advocates call us. There's some homeless and domestic violence shelters that look to us for assistance for their clients so that we can get them to a better place with a little hand up and not a handout. So that's Unabusable. And so every V2 sold, we do donate 2.5%. They're only $25 online right now. The holiday special comes with that gift of purchase, which is the carabiner. And on the interior of these cases, we do include 3 2-ounce bottles, which is TSA compliant. And the standard is 2 pump tops and a spray top. And that comes with a removable bottle bracket. And on the other side of the case is a storage net. So that's rubberized, so it's really flexible, and you can fit a lot of things in there. It's kind of a fun case if you want to get imaginative and throw in some travel-sized liquor bottles. It fits in the bottle bracket perfectly. We do, you know, different cosmetics that fit inside there. It's a great golf case. We do have different use cases on the website that you can see of how they've been utilized by other people. So it's really fun to fool around with, and what a great stocking stuffer. So at that price, a gift or stocking stuffer for your fellow employees, we have a great price for something like that. And if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me directly.
Yeah, you're very accessible. It's not like one of these big platforms where the customer service chat box pops in and you never talk to a human being. So, and that's what I love working with small businesses.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
No, and you will be, and that's okay. And then when you're there, like the great thing about Didi, her and I talked off the air, and we really connected when we were talking about our organization. And she said, you know, if I had millions and millions of dollars, I would just end up, I would do what I'm doing, but I would give a lot of it away so I can help more people. And that's kind of when all of a sudden I went, ding, that's it. We're connected. We're going to be friends for a long time because we're on the same page. You know, there's the smaller organizations is who we're servicing on our platform that get the proceeds from the donation campaigns because they need the most help. They're not the ones getting the big grants or the big checks from the big donors. And a lot of the times the smaller organizations are the grassroots, and they're the ones who really deliver the most for the communities because they know who really needs the help in the small communities. So your organization is doing that as often as they can. I mean, you know, it's small, but that's okay. The small ones are helping. And if there was more business women, businessmen, and entrepreneurs who would become more of a purpose-driven business, which is what our platform's about, and have a purpose-driven product. Could you imagine if there was more of those, how much more of a difference we could make? And we're not asking anyone to do anything other than that they're normally doing anyway. So I applaud you for what you're doing, and I'm glad that you're part of the platform, and I look forward to having lots of Lux Packs go out the door so we can help more people and
absolutely
create some more donations.
Absolutely,
you're doing amazing work, young lady.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I do want to mention, you know, we are small but mighty, and we are 100% volunteer. So that's what's really cool about Unabusable is anything that's donated to Unabusable goes directly to the needs of the clients. You know, we've spent money to get business cards, and that's pretty much it. You know, everything else is donated, and I donate a ton of my time overseeing this charity since it is small, but splitting my time between that and Lux Pack, like you said, I don't want to be famous. I just want to be rich so I can build safe houses all over the country for these people that need to be protected and in a safe place. The shelters are just so overwhelmed and so full, and the objective It's so important, you know, for the future
we'll get
of
there.
These people.
We'll get there.
Yeah,
we'll get there. And our platform's gonna.
We need this.
And our platform's gonna help you in any way we can, Didi. So I appreciate you being our partner. I look forward to seeing some amazing things happening and have you back on so we can plug it before Christmas and get some people excited. And you have a fabulous Thanksgiving and a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
We'll have you back on real soon, and I'll have it up on the website in the next day, and we're good to go.
That's great, Michelle. And I'd like to say to everybody, have a very safe and healthy, happy holiday.
Awesome, my friend. So glad we got a chance to talk off the air in some real personal detail. You're an amazing woman. So thank you for all that you do.
Absolutely.
And we'll all be in touch soon. It'll be great to have you back on.
All right. Thanks, Michelle. Take care.
You're welcome. So before I bring on my next guest, who I think is probably my favorite guest that I've ever had on the show before, nothing against the other guests. It's just that her and I have spent so much time on the phone. Her interview when we did it a couple months ago was so long we had to do it in two parts because we just kept talking and talking and talking, and her story is amazing. But because of the type of work that she's doing and she has done for her whole life. I wanted to get you some information about one of our other programs just because it segues right into some of the amazing things that she's doing her whole life. I mean, you're talking, I'm not going to disclose her age, but it's been a long time and she does such amazing things. And wait till she tells you about her organization. So listen up, this is a quick one.
Promos for a purpose.com.
Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promos for a Purpose.com.
All right, so with that being said, promos, we're talking purpose, we're talking purpose-driven. This is the queen of family business, Mitzi Purdue. She's an author and founder of Win This Fight, a nonprofit organization which saves lives and stops human trafficking for good. Her list of what she's done and who she is so long. I just kind of just threw out something recent because that's what she's focusing on now. She said that's her mission in life, so that's what we're going to talk about today. So, audience, please give her a huge round of applause. I'm telling you, my favorite guest of all time, Mitzi Purdue. It's been so long. How are you?
First of all, I'm great. But second, boy, if that isn't the nicest welcome I've ever gotten.
Well, I did rename you the Queen of Family Business, so I should get some credit for that one, too. Don't I get a little credit for that?
Yes, all the credit in the world. Plus, I totally applaud you for being so discreet about my age. But guess what? I'm not secretive about it. I'm 79 and proud as can be that I've made it this far and that I'm still active.
Oh, and you look fabulous, too. So you just, it's the genes or whatever you're doing, that lifestyle. I'm telling you, maybe it's all this great work and giving back and just being a positive person. But it comes right out. It comes right out in your pores. Because you are absolutely beautiful for 79. Unbelievable. When I saw that, I went, get out of here. Just get out of here. And she's still doing all these appearances and you're still doing live speaking engagements. Obviously, right now you can't do as many. But I mean, anybody that goes to MitziPurdue.com, the website, and just click on your media, click on the articles you've written. I mean, the books, it is just a long, long list. And talk about not only family business, I mean, entrepreneur, queen, hear me roar. Most people don't know about your great company. You started that in 74. 74, you still have it.
Yeah.
unbelievable.
Thank you. By the way, I adored your previous guest.
Oh, she's great.
And isn't she? And, yeah, totally aligns with what I care about. She's more into rehabilitation, which I think is the most wonderful thing. I'm at this moment focused on trying to dismantle or at least have an impact on disrupting human trafficking by going after their funding.
Mm-hmm.
And the thinking behind this is, why do traffickers do it? And the answer is just so simple. It is, in one word, money.
Mm-hmm.
And what if we could disrupt their money supply? And we can, and if you would like to hear about it, I'd love to share it with you.
Oh, yeah. And I do want to just kind of bring a little awareness to the audience if they haven't heard about human trafficking, because a lot of people don't talk about it. But it is a huge business, and it is all over the world. I mean, you would think maybe foreign countries. It is like an infestation here in the United States, that when you and I talked about it on our show, which is episode 123 and 124, everyone, if you want to go ahead and listen to that, two amazing episodes where Mitzi really gets into everything about her and the organization. It's all over the place here. So I'll kind of let you just take it from there. It's a huge problem.
Okay. Here's how big it is. I'm going to start with, imagine that you're a trafficker and you're in New York City and you have four girls in your, quote, stable. You're going to have an income, if it's New York City, of somewhere around $1 million a year, tax-free, And you get it off of the suffering of women who are forced to have sex as many as 10 or 15 times a night with strangers. I mean, it's effectively they're being raped. And in the course of a year, one woman, she may have to have sex with 3,000 or more guys, and she doesn't make a penny of it herself. It all goes to her trafficker. And meanwhile, she's probably being starved, threatened, terrorized. I think it's the darkest thing that human beings do to each other. And as for the scale of it, I've told you about New York and one person. Globally, in the sex trade, there are 8 million people, and I'm quoting the United Nations figures. 1 million of those are children.
Ugh.
And it's
disgusting.
And it's a $150 billion a year industry. It's, you know, a couple of years ago, it was in the top three sources of revenue for organized crime. Now it's the second. In case anybody wants to know, illegal drugs are first, and illegal arms traffic is third. But human trafficking, it's just one of the biggest industries that exists.
And once you're in it as a victim, it's how do you get out? You know, you can't escape. I mean, you've seen some episodes of Law and Order where they have an episode about that, and it kind of just puts things in a perspective like you can't get out because they'll either beat you up or they'll kill you. So, you know what I mean? Or you're locked.
Yeah,
I mean, some of these things where they're locked in like a basement or just crazy stuff that you're going, it's 2020. Are you kidding me?
No, how can this be? I mean, the evil is so great because, you know, let's assume it's a girl, although it certainly could be a boy, but just for the ease of talking about it, let's assume it's a girl. I asked a psychiatrist, a man named Dr. Robert Cancro, who is the head of the chairman of the Department of Psychology at Langone Medical Center, New York University. And I asked him, since he treats people who've recovered, I asked him what it's like before they're rescued. And by the way, your chances of being rescued, I've heard, are like 1 in 100. Well, so what's it like for that girl? And he said that while she's being trafficked, he asked me to imagine the most depressed I've ever been in my life. And I'm going to ask you and I'll get off this dark stuff very quickly, but just sort of for enlightenment of what's at stake here, imagine the most depressed you've ever been. Maybe you lost a close relative, a child, you know, it was just unending pain while you were going through it. He said that's what they're feeling. But he said they're different from your depression because, I mean, like in my case, I was depressed after I lost my husband. I mean, I really wish the good Lord would send a lightning bolt and end all this pain. I mean, I wouldn't actually commit suicide, but I was in enough pain that I really wished that things would stop. He said when somebody comes into his office dealing with depression, there's a beginning and middle and end to the depression. He said with a girl who's being trafficked, it's just an unending diet of fear and depression. So
that's her life. Because that's her day to day. That's all she's got.
The life expectancy of say if a girl gets into being trafficked, say at 12 or 14, which would be quite typical, her life expectancy is 7 years. And she's going to die from suicide or overdose, or she might be murdered for her organs.
Oh God, it's like what happened? Where did this sick world come from? And it's all like underground in the belly. But yet, as you and I had talked previously, they know where these girls are, meaning the people that can stop it. And without going into detail, because we got to wrap it up here, they could stop it. They choose not to. And so. What exactly?
Well, I've got to really.
We've got about 2 minutes, so I want you to get the information about the organization, anything that's coming up, and then of course we have to have you back on because this warrants a longer conversation, Mitzi. So don't worry, you're coming back.
Oh, I'd love that. Okay, what I wish people listening who are interested in this, text WTF, and yes, I know what that initial is for. Text.
God, I love you.
Well, my organization is called Win This Fight. But the initials are just so deliberate because guess what? They're memorable. And since I want people to remember this, and WTF isn't hard to remember, mm-hmm. text WTF to 51555. So that's 51 followed by 3 fives. And that will give you a link to my website. And I would love it if people would sign up for my blog, because I will tell you things that you can do about this horrible scourge. The United Nations wants to end this by the year 2030, and I think they could do it if we all work together. So sign up for my blog, and I will eagerly share inside stories about what we're doing to fight this monstrous scourge. I mean, it's got to be one of the darkest things on the face of the earth that people will do this to each other.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting, and the people behind it, and the ones that are funding it, and the ones that know about it, that don't do anything, which is the law enforcement and the politicians, it's just got to end. There's no excuse for it. And like I said, we talked about that. So if anyone wants to listen to, it's episode 124 is the episode where we go into detail about some stuff. But Mitzi, we're going to have you back on. I love the work that you're doing with Win This Fight. I don't even know what to say, but thank you for doing what you're doing. You're an amazing partner. I told you, you're one of my favorite guests. And I want you to have a very happy Thanksgiving. 79, looking fabulous.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And, I'm being repetitious, but 51555.
And we're going to put it on the website, too, and I'm going to promote it so that way people know that once they go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, Mitzi's text information will be there so we can get more people signing up for the blog so they can make a difference and just get some awareness out there. And then obviously we'll talk more about the organization and some of the events you have coming up. So thank you, Mitzi, for all that you do.
I'm so grateful for our friendship. Thank you.
I'll call you next week and we'll catch up because it's what's long overdue.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Have a great weekend and a happy Thanksgiving. Sorry about the delay there, boys and girls, but it's time to end the show. I said it wasn't going to go over 2 minutes. Not bad, not bad. So I just wanted to say a special thank you to all of our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their info is listed on our website. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. You go to the homepage, it's listed there. It's also on the Purpose Driven Partners tab at the top. Join us on Friday at 12 p.m. Mountain Time for another live episode of Purpose Driven Partners. And learn some great tips and takeaways to grow your business, improve the quality of your life, and make a difference, and so much more. So much more. Aren't these guys great? Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, they are just awesome. And Randy did keep up with the girls today, so that's a good thing. I wanted to say a happy Thanksgiving. Eat lots of food. Enjoy the time with your loved ones and make it a great day because you deserve it, everybody. And remember that we
are in this together.
Tune in on Friday noon for your Nooner TGIF Friday. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to subscribe to Everything Home. If you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, the information's right there. Favorite podcast player. Happy Thanksgiving.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.